You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, you know what starts happening long about this time every single quarter? All right. Might be that I've oversold it with my excitement, but we are coming up on earnings season. We're talking corporate profits and losses sometimes in the second quarter, that is April through June. Tomorrow gets us Pepsi and JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. Wednesday, it is Delta Airlines and the rest of the big banks, thousands of other smaller, lesser-known companies as well. And to put it, well, conservatively, Wall Street analysts are thinking we are going to see blockbuster, crazy high, best in more than a decade earnings growth compared to the second quarter last year, which, as we all remember, was terrible. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off then with what those earnings might be able to tell us about this economy.
We're likely to be working the superlatives hard as we take stock of corporate America's balance sheet.
We're sort of reaching for the stars.
Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist at CFRA Research.
Estimates are for a 61% year-on-year increase in S&P 500 earnings.
He predicts triple-digit gains for banks and consumer products companies with
the biggest gain in the industrial sector, a 330% rise, because basically we came off an incredibly low level a year ago.
And that comparison to the deep pandemic downturn is a big part of the story, says Ross Mayfield at Baird.
You've got a burgeoning recovery and you're comparing to the depths of a crisis.
But that crisis also drove a lot of companies to become more nimble and profitable, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Businesses took the pandemic as an opportunity to rein in their costs and make big changes that they might not do in more typical times to improve productivity and make their businesses more efficient.
And at this point, there is still a lot of financial fuel, especially from government stimulus, to keep the boom going, says University of Maryland emeritus economist Peter Morici.
Just how much money is laying around in people's savings accounts on the balance sheets of banks, corporations? They have a lot of cash to spend.
Analysts do expect profit gains to gradually ramp down next year. And the pullback could happen sooner if some downside risks pan out, like persistent wage and price inflation from labor shortages and supply chain disruptions, or wider outbreaks of COVID variants worldwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We've got a story coming up from Mamie Scott in just a bit about home prices and the I word. But there is a report out from the real estate site Redfin about factors that go into home prices. Those prices in places where you pretty much have to have a car to get around have grown twice as fast as they have in places with access to good public transportation. And of course, since the pandemic, a whole lot fewer people are using public transit, even in cities that have largely reopened. So those transit agencies are trying to come up with new ways to get those riders back, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Before COVID, about 5.5 million people rode the subway in New York City every weekday. On a good day now, that number is close to 2.5 million.
We're getting there, but obviously we'd like to get there a lot faster than we have been.
Sarah Feinberg is the interim president of New York City Transit. She says the system is trying to encourage more people back onto trains and buses with a big marketing campaign.
Educating our potential returning riders about all that we're doing to keep them safe in the system.
And also offering a few little perks, like
partnering with museums to offer people discounts if they take public transit to get to the museum.
Public transportation agencies all around the country are trying to find ways, big and small, to get riders back, says Paul Skoutelis, CEO of the American Public Transportation Association.
Many systems are really doing comprehensive route redesigns, reimagining their networks, concentrating on making sure they're servicing the essential workers.
And he says many are also looking at pricing, temporarily reducing fares, or in a few cases, even making rides free. In San Francisco, Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART tickets, will be half price for the month of September. Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution says those kinds of incentives will get some riders back, but ultimately,
transit agencies' best tool is one they do not control. The reopening of workplaces across the country,
especially, he says, in big city downtowns. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.